When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls in a little bit. We wanted to get Susan Waldman's reaction to the Juan Soto news. So why not call up our pal, Susan Waldman? Hi, Susan. Thanks for joining us. How you feeling about Soto going to Queens?
Well, the world isn't ending here. And by the way, one of us on this line said the first day that she was on with you, said when she met him, he's going to the highest bidder, which he did. And you know what? There'll be people on the New York Yankees. It's a team. I'm not going to be foolish enough to say, well, we're better off. That's absolutely dumb. But life will go on. And now we'll see what Brian Cashman does. I got to tell you guys, I was really afraid of one thing. I think Juan Soto is as good a hitter as I've ever seen, and he's fabulous, okay? He's great. That being said, I was just afraid that they were going to break the bank for this guy and then not do anything else. And I started thinking that when they started hyping up all the great kids they got in the organization, and I'm thinking, uh-oh. I mean, it's fine to have a couple in, but yeah. You got to do other things. And, the guys were throwing around on MLB Network lineups and different people. I've got ideas. I mean, and it looks pretty good to me, but nobody has asked me. I have opinions.
Well, let's hear it. Give us the lineup there, Coach. Come on, Skip.
Well, this is what I would do first. Everyone's talking about first base, and I know Pete Alonso is out there. I go get, and people have said this, and we talked about it the day after the season, I think. I go get Christian Walker right now because he is he's older, so you don't have to pay that much for him. But he's not older in baseball-wise because he has gotten better every year defensively and knowing who he is. I remember him in Baltimore a long time ago. But he has gotten better and better. And this defense, should I say, they're a little challenged despite what the general manager says about his team. You need an anchor over there. Uh-huh. The other person I go get immediately, 1 or 1A, is Nolan Arenado. There's your defense, and there's a guy who desperately wants to be in a pennant chase and wants a ring. Desperately. And he'd fit in beautifully here. And another gold glove guy. So there's your defense. And then it doesn't really matter who plays second, as long as you got your anchors on either side. I know people are worried about the shoulder. Cody Bellinger, you put him in center field. If he gets, if he doesn't do that well, if he can't do that all the time, you give Walker a day off and put Bellinger there at first base when he gets a little older, if you need. I mean, these are people that the Yankees have talked about for a while. And don't forget, they have to rebuild that bullpen. They have to rebuild it. I mean, people are gone out of that bullpen. And do you guys trust, I hope he does, but do you guys trust that Luke Weaver is going to do Luke Walker might be okay too. But,
Luke Skywalker.
Do you trust that Luke Weaver is going to do this again?
I like his stuff, but it's an obviously fair question. But I do like
his
stuff.
Okay, but if you go get either Tanner Scott or Devin Williams, and maybe both of them, then what do you got? Then you got all kinds of people.
Susan is cooking up a storm. I love it. Now, listen, I'm with you.
I have one more.
Oh, yes. Keep them coming.
Now, this was not me because I did not know he was a free agent. How about putting Jurison Profar in left field?
I saw that the other night on the network. Interesting.
Dan O'Dowd did that. I never thought. This is a, never mind what he did last year. This is a great person to have in a clubhouse.
Yeah, he's intense. He competes. You know, I've already moved on. And it stings. Maybe a little more because it's the Mets. I'll admit that for sure. But yeah. It's not going to look the same next year, Susan, clearly without Soto. But it doesn't mean it can't be as or more like effective. It's just going to be an unconventional approach.
It's going to be different, but you know, you're sounding like he was here forever.
I know.
He was here for one season. It's not like he's a free agent, was here for 6 years, and oh my God.
That's right.
They knew this was going to happen. And by the way, I was a little bit surprised that Hal went this high. I really was. But as I'm listening to the numbers going up, I was told a while back that at the negotiations for, and I don't know how true this is, but it sounds like this is something that would happen when the Wilpons were, you know, giving, because there were other people besides A-Rod and J-Lo that were up, that wanted that team. You know, the guy from Philly wanted it, the guy the Devils wanted it. And people were telling me that they got the feeling that they were all sitting there or they all had their meetings. And Steve Cohen was like saying, just tell me what the high number is and I'll beat it.
That's what a king does, right, Sal?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear that, Susan.
Well,
of course.
But that's what this is, this generation's George. Yeah,
well, so that's what I wanted to ask you. I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate the, well, if George were here, because obviously he's
not. No. The times are different and George is not here.
Okay.
But the one thing that Steve Cohen, and I don't know him, so I don't, you know, have any feeling one way or another. I don't know him. But just watching him and listening to him, George had that passion that Steve Cohen has. George Steinbrenner got on a plane and sat and went to Thanksgiving and sat in a hotel waiting for Reggie Jackson on Thanksgiving. I mean, that's something that, well, now Steve Cohen doesn't have to do that because he has people to do it. But that's what George did. That's a passion that I don't see in most owners.
Well, don't you think then, Susan, that if George were here, this might have gone a little differently for the Yankees?
I don't know. I can't, you know, it's hard to say because we're looking at, George was so far ahead of everybody else for years that I don't think it ever would have gotten to that point.
Right.
See, this is George was proactive about absolutely everything. So to say that he would have played reactionary to Steve Cohen, I don't think that would have happened. It would have been fun to watch, though, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so, because I think that even though George would have, you know, run through a wall to keep Soto, he didn't have the money that Cohen has. No, nobody does.
Well, that's true, but we don't know what George's money back then would translate.
That's true. He's been here for a long time. That's true.
We don't know it. And the times were different.
Yeah.
And the rules were different.
Yeah.
And then when I read in the paper, I think I read this, that they still aren't over that first luxury cap. I mean, what kind of accountants does this guy have?
They got the Dodgers accountants.
Yeah, right. No deferrals either, Susan.
Well, the Dodgers aren't paying anybody anything.
The hell's going on?
Yeah, right. 10 more years, though, they'll be screwed. But for now, no deferrals. This was a king-like move for Steve Cohen. And to Susan's point, though, BT, this is like the Yankees put themselves in this spot by trading for Soto, a player who was clearly going to test free agency and take the most money. They knew that. They hoped they could lure him with the power of the pinstripes. Maybe George wouldn't have done that. Maybe he would have got him years before or locked him up or wouldn't have traded for him without locking him up. I agree with you, Susan, that George was a forward thinker and would have had, wouldn't have come to this.
You don't know. George Steinbrenner would have never said, how many years ago is this now? Now, we don't need Bryce Harper. He doesn't fit here.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy who desperately wanted to play here, desperately made it clear to everybody. So, you know, we're going back. This is a whole other era. It's a whole different group, and you can't really see. But I don't remember George not getting something he wanted.
Yeah. Well, you know, Susan, I resist this, and I push back on this, although maybe I'm starting to hit a point where it might be time to acquiesce a little bit. You know, George brought the money. George brought the presence. George brought the rules as well. Is it time to loosen up some of these rules, the facial hair, the modern athlete a little different? What do you think?
You're asking the wrong person. No. I don't like it that they don't get dressed up and go on planes like they used to. The Dodgers do. I always thought it made the Yankees special. I just thought his whole thing was made it special. I think a lot of it has been changed a little bit because now people don't remember why George did things and what, you know, the whole thing about the socks had to be up.
Yeah.
That was only in the minor leagues. What people have forgotten that George said, once you get to the major leagues, you can do whatever you want.
Why the socks? Just so everybody looked the same?
So everybody was the same. Yeah. Down there. There are things that, you know, that George did that people have just held on to, not knowing the reason.
Yep.
And so they keep going. But I don't really think we need to talk about facial hair. That has nothing to do with anything, right?
Well, no, but more it leads into the sweets as well. Like the Yankees have been, you know, resistant to give a sweet, whether it was for Jeter or Judge, obviously, and in this case, Soto, when it potentially could have cost them.
Who told you that?
Well, it was reported, I thought.
That the Yankees don't give sweets?
Yes. It was that they didn't give one to Jeter, they didn't give one to Judge, and that Soto wanted a sweet for his family, Steve Cohen did, and because the Yankees, I guess, and again, this is not me, Susan, don't shoot the messenger.
Okay.
I'm just giving the report.
I would like to know about that messenger because I can't see the Yankees. The Yankees, you know, we stay in different hotels because they've given away so many sweets on the road in hotels. I know you meant the suite at the stadium.
Yes, yes.
I have never heard that the Yankees have lost a free agent because they wouldn't give. Where were the Jeters sitting? They weren't sitting in the stands. They were sitting behind glass.
Yeah, but maybe they had to pay for it.
Yeah, they had to rent it out.
Whereas Steve Cohen said, you want a family suite?
You
it's on the
it.
House.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't think that had anything to do with it. He was going to the highest bidder, and he was going to a place that made him comfortable. He's got friends on that team. You could see by Lindor that he's out of his mind with glee. He's got friends on that team too. There are all kinds of things, and if it comes down to sweets, I can't believe that. I just will not believe that.
And
you know, the man is making $760,000.
What I said.
Plunk down $20,000 for a suite.
Amen. Hey,
I mean, it's really the dumbest thing. If you want, you can go through that also. We can talk about, you know, he has to sit in the third seat on the bus and not in the second seat on the bus. I mean, it's idiotic. He went for the most money, and God bless him. I mean, he's got that right.
Yep.
And to say that if the Yankees did, I think Hal Steinbrenner went above what I thought he was going to do.
I'm good with what he did as well as a Yankee fan. I really am.
He really did. He really tried.
I hear you.
And the guy was going, and he just ran into a person who has more money.
Susan,
that's it.
Yep. Pardon me. So, Susan Wolman, of course, BT and Sal Nova fan. I want to bring it back to something that I think is obviously really important. We kind of touched on it, the young kids, but I want to get more of a specific opinion on this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you Wells, Volpe, and Dominguez. And can you put in the order of viability, meaning how you, like, the most confidence you have in the player to be an all-star or a big-time, consistent big leaguer for the Yankees. Wells, Volpe, Dominguez, the order that you like or trust.
Okay, well, Volpe has already, you know, won a gold glove, and he's my number one, who I think is going to be the best of all of them.
Yes.
I think Wells is almost there. I think he's a tremendous catcher. Tremendous. Mm-hmm. And he always could hit. And eventually he'll start. I know he had 3 good weeks and then it was done. But he's so concentrated because people had told him that the catching was a work in progress. But he's going to hit and he's going to be fine. That's what people have always said. He took this so seriously that he has turned into some catcher. You should talk to, you know, if you talk to a Rodon or a Cole about Austin Wells, I think what he's done is remarkable. And learning all those, you know, this is a rookie who did this, who was catching in the playoffs in a pennant rung for the New York Yankees. That's a hard thing to do. I think he's got a lot of potential still. Dominguez, you don't know, he told me the last thing I talked to him about as we are, you know, after that loss, he had said that he was going down to, he was going to play over the winter and he's going to work on his defense. He knows he's very smart. He knows what he needs to do. He is a better left-handed hitter than a right-handed hitter. He wanted to work on the right-handed hitting so that he would be good from either side. And don't forget, he's, what, 20?
He's young. He's young.
Yeah.
Well,
yep. I don't know. I think the three of them are fine. You know, we've forgotten about something. I was at a dinner last week, and Spencer Jones was there getting an award as and Ben Rice are going down to Tampa early January, and they're going to start working out and doing things because they know, you know, there are people there that I think that can help during the season, and they do have some talent, and they keep talking about Caleb Durbin. He's going to be a good player. He really is. He's not Pedroia yet, but he might be at some point. He's that kind of player.
Can you give us a little scout report? Because I know a lot of people know the name, but I haven't seen him really do anything.
Okay, I only saw him in spring training. Yep. I saw him last year, and I love going down and seeing the kids, and I put little stars, 2 and 3 stars. He was playing. He can really run. He's a really good base runner. He's not all that bad, but he's a really good base runner. He plays all over the infield, and he's got some pop, and he's little like Pedroia. He looks like Pedroia to me. A little stockier than Pedroia, but he plays great defense wherever you put him, and there's something about him that you look and you put the little star there. And I never saw him during the season. I guess he's up in Scranton now. I guess he ended up in Scranton. But that's what we were talking about in spring training. And then, you know, the season goes on and you sort of forget and you sort of watch and see what they did. I think he was injured also this year. But they're talking about, they do have kids down there. You know, they're probably going to lose a couple of pitchers in the Rule 5 draft, so they really are kind of stocked with kids, and they're hoping that some of them can come up because they absolutely, literally have to rebuild that bullpen.
Would you trade any of those young kids for Garrett Crochet?
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I haven't seen Garrett Crochet, and how injured is he?
Yeah, I mean, he seemed to be pretty healthy. That's just one of the rumors, Mets and Yanks involved.
Yeah, I know.
He's going to take a lot of prospects there. The other thing I was going to ask you, Susan.
Except for Michael King and Higgy, who now has, God bless Kyle Higashioka, got himself a really nice job. One of our favorite people. But except for King, who was an okay pitcher, they got a year of Juan Soto for people that they did not miss. They're pretty good at this.
Yeah, I didn't think the pitching was going to be a big issue. Last year they were pretty good. You still got Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil. In your plan, you mentioned both Walker and Arenado on the corners in the infield, and I understand why, but would you be concerned at all about the age of both of those guys?
No, I would not, because one, as I said, Walker has gotten better defensively every year. As he's a late bloomer. He's one of those. He's gotten better. He's gotten older. And I think Arenado's, he's a great player. I just think he needs to get out of there. I mean, it gets really, really wearing being on a losing team and being a star like that. It really does. I think he would be energized. You know, he knows how old he is.
Yep.
If he's got a chance to go to the World Series or go to the playoffs, you don't think he'd, you know, I think he's got a no trade. Also, oh, he's a free agent, right? So we're in math. No, he's, you know, they'd
no,
have
he's
to
got
trade
a couple
him.
Years.
Right, that's right. I'm thinking of Walker. Yeah, he's got a couple years left, but I think he's got a complete no trade.
Okay.
So they would have to ask him. I would think he would jump at this.
There were reports.
And by the way, when John Mozeliak said last night on MLB that they are going to trade him, obviously the player knows this.
Yeah, there were reports that said he'd be open to going to a contender.
Mm-hmm. Susan, what kind of deal do you think Gleyber Torres gets?
With the money that's being thrown around now, I have no idea. I hope he gets what he wants. He still is hope that the Yankees will call him, but that's not going to happen.
No,
man. Move on.
I don't know. I've heard Toronto. I've heard the Mariners. But how do you know about money now? Look at the money. You know, Willy Adames got all this money. You know, he's a really great player, but he hasn't been in the World Series.
No. Sethi? Sethi.
Mm.
Yeah, someone's going to have to call him and find out what that's all about.
I mean, now A's.
How about the A's? It's not Sevy, it's the A's.
I know.
All of a
that's
sudden,
what I meant.
Spending
yeah.
money.
Yeah.
They couldn't have spent that money and cleaned up the bathrooms and the Oakland College.
Get a pipe or two. Yeah, get some toilet paper
and maybe put Sevy on double duty.
You know, get the possums out of the radio booth.
Hey, you're paying him nearly $70 million, Susan. He only got to pitch once every 5 days. Maybe Sevy can clean up the ballpark outside of that. I mean, obviously.
The Sacramento Park is gorgeous. Yeah. It holds 14,000 people, and they put in new grass, and they got new lighting, and I hear it's a beautiful place to be. They are looking for a team. So they're going to do everything to make the A's really, really happy and help and have Major League Baseball consider them when they expand.
You'd be okay, Susan, with obviously Judge going to move to right field. You're okay with Dominguez in center field?
He's going to show me he can play the outfield.
Sounds like you want Bellinger instead.
That was a no.
Yeah.
I mean, I want Bellinger too.
No,
I'm with
he's
you.
20. I mean, if you had a chance right now, would you want Cody Bellinger out there or Jason Dominguez?
I want Bellinger.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, and then you'd have Dominguez in left and no Profar, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, have we given Jason Dominguez a spot on this team?
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, we're getting somewhere.
I mean, are we having conversation? I'd be happy with Jason Dominguez worked really hard at left field. He has said, I'm a center fielder, I'm really trying. Mm-hmm. It's just the ball comes up the bat different. He is a center fielder, and usually center fielders can play left or right. He's so tentative when the ball comes off the bat, if you watch him. There's just something about him that it's not at ease. And I think a lot of it was he felt it was an audition and he was trying really hard.
Susan, you think Gerrit Cole, I know it's kind of a guess based on what we saw with the injury. You think Gerrit Cole is going to be the same guy next year? Absolutely. Like
yes.
No doubt.
Yes, I do. Okay. Yes, I do. Yes, because he worked. If you'd watched how he. Oh, by the way, we haven't talked about that. How about that? Gerrit Cole saying, no, I forget that I asked for the opt-out. It's okay, I'll stay. I don't need the money.
He's the anti-Juan Soto. Give him
wow.
a swing.
Yeah. Well, you know, so I guess Cashman said, no, I'm sorry.
Yep.
We're going as far as we can with you.
Yep.
And he said, okay, never mind.
I'm
How
good.
About that?
I love it. It's a good flex by Cash. He had to do it. Cole doesn't have the juice he used to have.
He tested
the
it.
The leverage.
He tried to test it. Yanks
well,
called
he tested
bluff.
It. That's okay. That's his right.
Yep.
He also has the right to say, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'll just stay where I am for my $35 million.
Susan, I just want to get out in front of this. I'm going to need a couple for May 16th, Juan Soto's first at-bat back in the Bronx. It's going to be an event, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You want two of my four?
I mean, if you have them.
Sure.
You have to pay. They're not free.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Oh, no, that's fine with me. Well, I mean, it is good. I was partially joking, but no, hell, we take that. Hey, that's going to be the hottest ticket. BT and I were talking about when we get out there. Can you imagine, Susan, the reaction? Where BT mentioned yesterday, Juan Soto might be the greatest Yankee
villain
of all year.
Villain.
The reaction when Soto steps into the Yankee Stadium batter's box for the first time as a member of the New York Mets.
You know, I don't know that. I mean, they still are screaming at Altuve, who is more of a villain. Oh, maybe he will be the first time. It also depends on where the Yankees are in the standings and where the Mets are in the standings, I think. You know, if the Yankees are rolling right along, he's going to get booed anyway. It's going to, you know, of course he is. But there will be people that will cheer. Because I know, you know, he was here a year. We're talking about him like he was here, like he was a homegrown Yankee.
Right, but he was treated like a homegrown Yankee.
Well, he was. And everybody thought that it would make a difference if they were nice, if yeah. everyone was nice.
Yeah.
You know, when you're that. I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. I've heard a couple of, would you sign Alex Bregman to play here in New York?
I would if his power played a little bit more to right field. He is a left field pull hitter. Houston that plays. I don't love his age. I'm okay with the whole cheating. I've moved on from that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was an argument on one of the networks the other night. You can't bring him in here. And I think, oh, no, as soon as you bring someone in here, you know, he's your guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I would not let the cheating scandal impact it. I'm with BT. I just don't think he's the player that I want right now if I'm the Yankees. But the cheating thing,
right.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Susan, the Yankees brought in Clemens after he drilled Jeter back. Like, you can move on from stuff. It's happened
no,
before.
No, I know. Once you get, no, that happens all the time.
Yep.
Everybody thought that there'd be fist fights with Mattingly and Boggs. And I got to spring training the first year Boggs arrived in there doing wind sprints in the outfield together.
Mm.
I mean, it's just,
By the way, who would have won that fight? Say Donnie.
Come on, Boggs.
Donnie.
Who would have won that fight?
Yeah, oh, Donnie. Boggs or Mattingly.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Donnie.
Donnie would be
right,
he's tougher than Boggs?
He would have wrecked Boggsy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
How's the offseason treating you, Susan?
Oh, terrific. I have just finally cleaned up from having 11 people at my house for Thanksgiving, including 5 children under the age of 8.
Wow, that must have been a nightmare.
Goodness.
Little kids running around touching the walls and everything.
They've since stopped by for dessert.
It was actually great. The weather was warm enough that we could go outside and play ball and all those, and play soccer and play baseball. It was great. And when people had tantrums, it was always one at a time, which was really good.
That's good. Although you can also get 5 out of the way at once and not have to deal with the succession of them. So, by the way, I went to see Moana 2 with my daughter last Friday. Have you seen that?
That got terrible reviews.
Well, the music wasn't as good, Susan. Mm. That's the problem.
Was it written by Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I don't believe it was. I think it was a different composer, if that's the right word. I don't think it was.
See, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay that. So they, you know, we'll get someone that sounds like him.
Yeah. Well, you had The Rock and you had the other stuff. It was okay, but have you seen that or Wicked yet? What are you doing?
No, I have not. No, I haven't been in a movie theater since COVID. No.
What? COVID?
Yeah, no, I don't want to go in a movie theater.
Really? I love the movies. I still love
the movies. No, I'm going to theater instead.
Yeah, what are you going to see?
If that's okay. Tonight I'm going to see the revival of Our Town.
I have no idea what that's about.
I'd be lying.
Can you educate us?
Sounds great.
Just a minute. You don't know Our Town by Thornton Wilder?
You're going to make us look like complete idiots, but yeah. I think the answer is no.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it? Our Town?
Educate us.
Our Town.
Wilder? Oh, Our Town.
I know
Thornton
Town.
Wilder. Jeez, Thornton Wilder. He's Thornton.
And I never heard of him, Susan.
I'm scared to hunt you, dude.
Where did you go to school?
He barely graduated high school, Susan.
You may not know this. I didn't go to college. College rock.
No, I read Our Town in ninth grade.
Oh, that kind of school?
Okay,
yeah.
You might know the star. His name is Richard Thomas, okay?
Sorry, I'm not familiar with him.
John Boy?
John Boy? I know John Boy.
His name is Richard Thomas.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. No, like John Boy Media, I know. I don't know Richard Thomas.
Oh, my God.
I think Katie Holmes is in it, right? Let me help you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
know, like you knew that.
I haven't seen her in 10 years, but okay.
Katie Holmes, I love. All right.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it, Susan. And thank you. Her, I know. Why are you
so
with that? Come on.
Wilder, it's a classic. How do you not know about Thornton Wilder?
I don't know. I got to look it up. And now I feel uneducated, Susan. I'm sorry. We can talk Mets Yankees, but when it comes to Broadway,
more
I don't
politics.
Know what I'm talking about.
No, this
more
isn't
politics.
A Broadway show. This is a classic. I was in eighth, ninth grade when I read Our Town.
Hey, listen.
American...
I read like Catcher in the Rye,
exactly.
Where the Red Fern
Moby
Grows.
Moby Dick, Animal Farm. Yeah. I read a little bit back in the day. Little bit.
Okay, Othello. Our Town is America. It takes place in a little town in New Hampshire. It's America. It's timeless.
Okay. It's on the list. It's on the list, Susan.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Not yet. You caught me. I'm going to put it on my list, though.
What years does it depict, by the way? Like the 50s? What are we talking about here?
Whenever he wrote, I don't know when he wrote it.
How do you not know when he wrote it? You're such a big fan, Susan. Come on.
Well, because I wasn't sitting there. I don't know. I mean, I know when when Scott Fitzgerald wrote Great Gatsby in 1929.
There you go.
That I know. I saw the movie. I love that. Great Gatsby.
Oh, and, please.
And I read the book, The Great Gatsby. No, it was great. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Susan. I got some homework to do, clearly. Thank you. Enjoy the off season.
Great stuff.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Susan. Awesome. Oh, I can't wait for her and Ford Dave to be together. They're going to be good, man.
You've heard of him before, Ford and Wilder?
No.
Dove, have you
heard of Gene Wilder?
Yeah, Gene Wilder, exactly. Yes. No?
Nope.
Hoff, no, he, you know.
What was the first name? Thornton? I remember Bootsy Thornton from St. John's, no, but not a Thornton Wilder.
A first performance, 1938.
How the hell am I going to know this guy?
And it took place in 1901 to 1913.
Not interested.
To be fair, she was listing me all the names in the show as well, off air, and she said Katie Holmes. I'm like, Katie Holmes is great. She's
that
like,
one I know.
She kind of just like breezed past, like wanted to ignore that one.
Yeah. Well, because she wanted to do a little intellectual flex. She knew that like that's the one name we might know, and if she drops three or four, we look like dummies, and she looks brilliant.
All right, we'll take a
which
quick
is probably
break.
The case.
Come back with your calls, and then we'll reset 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.